goes and don't stop talking about freedom. You get knowing lots to be learning, lots to be knowing about people. You gotta teach them sit right down, man, you gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
This Missouri clown situation is, folks, this is so out of hand and out of proportion, and I'm going to tell you what this is like, and I'm not going to pull any punches. It is as, this is no different than those countries reacting freakishly when there were cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. That is exactly what this is. It is as though President Obama is a messiah or is a god, and this little thing that happened at the Missouri State Fair is a defamation, a denunciation, almost a religious sacrilege.
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
What's neat? What's neat is to have Rush Limbaugh open your show for you. And you can do that. Think about that. Get your own radio show. You can put anyone you want to in front of you. And it makes you look really good. Yeah, even if you're not good yourself and don't say anything, Lee Burr, you know, you get other people to help you look good. And Rush Limbaugh, obviously, is the best at what he does. And I do listen to Rush. He has actually had one of my columns on his show, although he never named me personally. But, you know, I mean, here we go. We had the Martin Luther King celebration. And, you know, he had a dream. And he had a dream that his four children would be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And somewhere this dream, which was successful in getting rid of the what do you call it, the Crow laws, the Jim Crow laws, but somehow has gone awry in recent years. The more we've spent on poverty, the worse it's gotten, it seems. And there's somewhere along the line, the dream has broken down. And now we've got the effect of the Attorney General going into Texas to sue them against their voter ID law, when we all know that if we want to go see the Attorney General, we have to have a voter ID, I mean an ID, a picture ID, to get in to see him. We have to have a picture ID to get on a plane. We have to have a picture ID to drive a car. It's practically getting to the point where you need a picture ID to go to the bathroom. I wonder what they are thinking. You know, it's like, shouldn't we know that a actual citizen is voting somewhere? This is not going to... In fact, what they've shown is that in Texas, a higher percentage of blacks voted with this voter ID law than did whites. So it's meaningless. It's meaningless. Anyways, what do you think about the voter ID laws? Should we have them or shouldn't we? Call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So I'm here with Lee Burr, who just went to my website. Hmm. As always, I have to prompt them to...
What happened to Danica?
...run the cursor. Well, you know, that was last week. Danica does not participate with me on air. I mean, I have tweeted her, and she doesn't respond, so she does not. She gets my backhand, okay?
Have you ever seen the GoDaddy commercial?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. For some reason, I think I'll take a shower. Awesome.
Does your wife know about this? Fetish years. Anyways, we have our first caller, and for that, Lee Burr will come over to your house and give you the life story of Danica and how she ended up on his left knee. Hi there, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Don calling from Jeff City.
Hey, Don.
And the reason I was calling, it's not about voter, it's about voter fraud is what it's all about. And so blacks can go in and vote 10, 20, 30 times and get away with it and be fraudulent. And that's what it's about. It's not keeping anybody from voting. It's making it possible so that people can vote.
Well, one would seem that, and I wouldn't just accuse blacks. I would accuse Democrats. I mean, this has been going on in Chicago for decades.
And you know, I mean, there's even been some got on TV and admitted one guy had voted 70 times.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And that was Joe Biden.
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous that you have to have voter ID for anything else, but something that is precious as electing our highest official for a 4-year term, you don't have anybody can walk in and vote multiple times and get away with it. It's ridiculous, and it just goes to show you there's no integrity. With the liberals, there's absolutely no integrity at all. They'll do anything to get in that they have to do to win.
Well, you know what? I would agree with that, and that seems to be the only reason that he's going. Eric Holder, he's going against the Supreme Court decision that says that it's legal to have the ability to make people show their picture ID. And it actually makes voting quicker because they can get to them quicker. So you're absolutely right, Don, and thank you for the call, and you have a great holiday weekend. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome. Am I now? See, you're throwing me off. My timing is all off because of you. What's going on?
I'm just curious.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Let's start.
Larry from St. James.
Larry, what's going on?
Well, I'm just checking. I'm just curious to see if any of your stores were involved in the big strike yesterday, and what you think about this whole labor situation.
Thanks for calling, because I was thinking about saying something about that.
Okay, listen offline on the phone.
All right, thanks. None of them were. You know, I was aware of it, and I, you know, asked my managers to pay attention to it. Nobody walked off the job, thank goodness. But I do know owner operators all over the country. Some of them got nailed. And some in company stores, and especially in Chicago, where the headquarters are. Surprise, surprise. Well, here's my opinion on that. You know, they're demanding $15 an hour. Well, my question would be, why not $30 an hour? Why not $50? Why not $100? Why not $1,000 an hour? Why not? And I'll tell you what happens at $1,000 an hour. At $1,000 an hour, I'll sell you the stores, and I'll go work French fries for $1,000 an hour, and I won't have to worry about making payroll, about paying the banks, about paying my suppliers, having a slow month, paying ex-wives. Okay? That's what I think about it. And furthermore, this is an entry job, entry-level job. People go on from this job to make careers. They're learning one of the best business systems in the world, if not the best. They go on to become entrepreneurs on their own. They go on to be owner-operators like myself, multiple stores, much more successful than I am in a lot of cases. This has been the one of the great gateways for blacks, of all things. There are a lot of black owner-operators who are doing extremely well based on originally coming into the system as minimum wage workers. So what you're going to do is, if this kind of thing happens, let's say everybody gets their wages double. Well, guess what happens to prices? Prices go up, and pretty soon you're in the same spot you were when you are right now. Only there will be less jobs, I guarantee it, because, you know, we can have robots do a lot of the stuff. We don't have to have people take your orders. We can get kiosks. There are French fry makers that'll make your fries, bag the fries. There are cookers, hamburger flippers, and that's where this is headed. And so you're going to end up cutting a lot of jobs. All right, that's my opinion on it. If you have other opinions, I don't care. I talk about it, but I'd rather not, because there's other things going on in the world. All right? Anyways, thank you for calling. And do we have another caller? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Tim, and I'm calling from Raleigh, and I'm thinking the voter ID. We should have one to Everybody has to have a driver's license. They should have one.
Seems logical to me.
And if they're American citizens, they should have one with an address. If they don't have an address, they should be able to vote.
Well, I mean, if you're not a citizen, you'll be living. I mean, you can be a citizen living under a bridge. That's fine. But, you know, you ought to be able to get a voter's ID. It's not that hard. People, the states will help you out to get them. And it's a ridiculous, nonsensical argument that maybe was valid back in the 40s and the 50s. Thank you for the call. We have another caller as soon as Lee Burr gets his button gear. And I shouldn't talk to Lee that way because I love Lee. You know, he knows I love him. Don't you, Lee?
Sorry, wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, it's that figures. See, there, you know, here's a guy that says last week, you know, I listened to every word on this show. I wasn't paying attention. There it is. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Faith in St. Robert.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Fine.
Good. What can I do for you?
I was calling because I truly believe that our political correctness is really going to kill this country. Not that I'm not nice to people. But there's nothing wrong with stating the truth of why we need voter ID, not just the fault of people voting more than once. We have foreign people in this country who have no business voting in our elections.
You're talking about illegal immigrants, aren't you?
Yes.
There you go.
And so there's nothing wrong with making sure that the person who is voting is legal to do so.
Very good point. And you know what? Let's talk a little bit about politically correct and the Army, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Nadal Hassan just got convicted of murdering 13 people and wounding about 30 or 40 others at Fort Hood.
Yes.
And they've come up with tapes of this guy showing him to making jihadist speeches while he's in the Army. And nobody thought to say anything or do anything. Why? Because they were scared to death of being accused of some kind of a hate crime against him, of all things.
Exactly, but we just gave him martyrdom.
Well, fine. You know what? Maybe that's the way to victory. Because, quite frankly, the guys who are leaders, for the most part, they don't want to be martyrs. They're hiding in caves. Osama bin Laden? Did he want to be a martyr?
Oh, I don't have anything wrong with what we're doing. He deserves the death penalty.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, we gave him what he wanted. That's why he didn't fight it. He did this so that he can look great.
Fine.
In the eyes of jihadists. Not
fine. Bad. Well, he needs to go, and I would agree with that. And if he thinks he's done himself well, we'll help him out there.
Right.
So,
right.
Well, thanks for the call, Faith. I appreciate it. And you know what? We don't have a call, but you know I'm going to get a head start on our commercials. How's that? Because we've got a lot of commercials. We've got a lot of sponsors. I love them all. You know, people like the Gars over there, the trucking company, and Adam Vio, the electrician, Ken Bohr, who spells his name exactly like Lee's, although is so ashamed of the fact that he might be mixed up with Lee, he calls himself Bohr, not Burr. I don't know what that's about, but you know, we're going to be right back after we hear from some of these sponsors. This is KTGR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Being away from home, for whatever the reason, can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rate starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rate as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, and you are sure to find the comfort you need. the pool is now open to and available to the public for a small fee. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic and Rolla, or call 573-364-6943.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
McDonald's makes it great with a Great American Classic Quarter Pounder. And now McDonald's is making it even greater with new Quarter Pounders. The new Quarter Pounder Deluxe, the Bacon and Cheese Quarter Pounder, and the Bacon Habanero Ranch Quarter Pounder with white cheddar cheese, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, tomato, lettuce, and spicy cool habanero ranch sauce. Find your new favorite. Try all three mouth-watering new Quarter Pounders at your McDonald's today with locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and 2 in Rolla. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Do you remember when you rented your first apartment or bought your first home? Investment Realty was there when it all began. For over 28 years, Investment Realty has been the leader in real estate and property management, offering the very best in real estate investments through every stage of life, still today offering you opportunities with a helping hand. Whether it's buying or selling, renting, even retirement, Investment Realty is there to help you through life, no matter what stage of life you're in. Visit them at 1703 North Bishop in Rolla, online, inv-rea.
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
Barack Obama, thank you for doing everything and all the kind stuff. Thank you for all the stuff that you helped us with. Thank you for taking the courage and responsibility for everything you have done for us. And God has gave you a special power, and you are going to handle it just fine. You are good, Barack Obama. You are great, and when you get older, you will be able to do great things. Barack Obama!
Barack Obama. Eloheinu melech olam.
I'm little Jewish.
Yeah,
sire.
It's Hebrew.
I like that. Yeah.
You know, how often has Hebrew been spoken on the radio here in Rolla, Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a first.
It's like the first time.
There you go.
I can remember.
You know, I hope everyone was praying along with us because you know it's. Well, he is the Messiah. You know, he is the person, and we have a caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello. I guess I hung up.
You're on the air. By the way, you know who might be calling?
Senator Dan Brown?
No, Candace.
Giddy up.
You know she called me sweetheart last night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Right. In the elevator and all that
stuff. I can
stuff.
Show you. I can show you that.
She called me sweetheart. I only talked to her in the elevator, right.
She called me sweetheart.
Hello.
We have another caller.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Timmy, and I'm calling from Rolla. And
hi.
That's a disgrace that you played anything like that with Obama.
You know what? I didn't quite get that. Hold on. I got to slow down because I'm not getting.
Okay.
It's got like a bad connection. Go ahead and say it slow.
It is a disgrace to have somebody say Obama's a good person when he's not. He's a Muslim.
Okay.
He's not doing great for us because look at Obama's health care when he goes through.
Yeah, well. I would agree with that. Not necessarily because he's a Muslim or isn't a Muslim.
Yeah.
There are good Muslims there. They just don't speak up enough about what's going on. Objecting to the stuff that other Muslims are doing that make them think that it's okay to kill us if we're not Muslims. So I would agree with that. And the healthcare thing, you know what? Republicans, if you don't defund it, don't expect to get voted back in. That's my warning to Republicans. Anyways, thanks for the call. We have another call.
They passed it four times, and they haven't gotten through.
Well, okay, but you got to keep working in it. If they defund it, then Obama's choice is either to accept the funding for the rest of the government or close government down.
That's right.
Which, by the way, based on the sequester, isn't such a bad thing. Anyways, except for the military. So, all right. Thank you for the call. Have a great holiday weekend. We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? That was Candace, I'm sure. You hung up on Candace. What's wrong with you? Oh, man. I want opportunity to get
her out of
here.
Is this kind of one of those things that's in your mind, you know?
No, actually, she had a column. Mm-hmm. She's published a column on Red State. You know, I mean, she's an accomplished writer. She's 25 years old that has this organization that signs up conservative students in the colleges, and it's just beginning. And so I told her, you know, this could be a good opportunity for you to call, and maybe she will, maybe she won't. So maybe we'll all get to talk to Candace and ask her why she called me sweetheart last night. That would be interesting. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, well, we got a lot of these race crimes, I don't know... Is it just that they're just reporting these things now, or have these been going on all the time? Black against white crime. Because white, it used to be white against black crime in the old days. Now it's black against white crime. Is this retribution for Trayvon? That'd be an answer. That'd be a question you could answer if you call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Because we've got these three kids now who nearly beat this white kid. These are 15-year-old kids. Three of them jump a white kid on a bus and for like a full minute are just beating the heck out of this guy, broke his arm, blackened his eyes, could have killed him. And their punishment? Anger management and probation. Meanwhile, they're probably still riding the same darn bus, and this kid is scared to death. He's already switched schools. He won't go on a bus again. He has his grandmother drive him to school. So, I don't know. Was that enough punishment for these guys? Maybe they should have been tried as adults. What do you think? Call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, you got a woman who is mugged by a white woman being mugged by a black or two. There was several there. And she says she didn't have any money, so the kid shot her in the leg. And then he shot her in the ear. And then when she said, I can't give you any money, he shot her baby between the eyes and murdered him. And he's on trial. Oh, man. And then you've got this deal with this Australian baseball player who was jogging down the street. And black kid says he's bored, so he shot him in the back and killed him. What's going on? Is this just same old that we didn't hear about before? Or is this new stuff based on Trayvon Martin? Call 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
With your opinion. All right, we've got the Syria. We've got Obama bungling our foreign policy like you would never believe. Incredible stuff, incredibly hypocritical stuff. He puts out this phony red line. They break it twice, and he's going to do something big. Now he's going to do something that he and Joe Biden protested against Bush. Biden said that if Bush went into Iraq or Iran after Iraq, he was going to impeach him. And yet when Bush went into Iraq, which everybody protested, all the liberals protested after the fact. Remember, 29 out of 50 Democrats in the Senate, including John Kerry, including Hillary Clinton, voted to go to war with Iraq. And then all of a sudden they switched their minds when the WMDs went there. Well, how do we know those WMDs didn't just end up in Syria and are being in use now? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Dave. This is John from Salem.
Hi, John.
You might not agree with, I don't think you will agree with me on this, but I've argued for years we have no business in the Middle East. When we invaded Iraq, all we did was prevent Iraq and Iran from fighting each other, and as long as they were fighting each other, they were leaving us alone, and we don't need their oil. We got plenty of oil in our own country, but we won't utilize it. And thousands of soldiers have been killed and maimed, and probably $1 trillion or more has been spent, and all it does is make things worse in the Middle East. And if Ron Paul would have been elected president, we wouldn't be in this mess we are now, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it, and you're right. I understand the points, and I understand the ambition to just sort of like, leave the world alone. Let's all just get within our borders. The problem is when we get invaded in our borders, because we don't have enough intelligence, we don't have enough preventative stuff going on. If you all remember, World War II started when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. And at the time, the country basically was withdrawn into itself. So it made us more vulnerable to people thinking, well, you know, they're not going to do anything. Let's go attack them because, you know, we have provoked them time and time again, and they don't do anything. So that's why I disagree with that necessarily, all right? And we do have allies around the world that depend on us. We have Israel, for example. They're very much less dependent than most of our other allies, but they're a lot more loyal. And there's a reason to have them there. They're the front line of battling the terrorists there. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. As Lee is making obscene signals at me, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Dolores.
Hey, Delirious, how are you, dear?
Pretty good. A little hoarse, but too much fence building outside, I think. Anyway, Saddam Hussein did need to go, because I had a cousin that was over there. He was a Marine, a second cousin. Talked about standing guard while the locals come to him, and they knew where the mass graves were, and they needed it. So he said we stood guard while they dug up their loved ones, and he said it wasn't just 10 people. He said some of them had 200 people in them.
Yeah, about 5,000 people is the estimate.
And he said that they were there, they laid. He said they were women and children and old people. And he said you can't get the image out of your mind, because he said they were in their brightly colored clothes. And he said some of those women were clutching an infant still in her arm, and some of them actually holding the hand of an older child. And yep. While they, where they died there. And he says you just can't get those images out of your mind.
Right.
I think we dropped the ball on Syria. If we were going to do something about it, we should have did it early on. But now I think we need to stay out, because I think we just do more harm than good.
Well, I mean, it's the president's already said he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And this is what they wanted Bush impeach for. Joe Biden, impeach this guy. He can't do that. I mean, and Barack Obama says you can't go in there without the UN backing. Well, he doesn't have the UN backing. Britain has dropped out, had a vote against going to war for the first time since 1792 on this one. French are, back and forth. They want to see the UN results. But this president's going to go in now. We don't know whether it was the rebels that had caused the crime. We don't know whether it was Assad. We don't know what this president wants to do. He's telling him, well, it's just going to be a shot across the bow. We don't want to do anything other than that. So he's already told him this is no big deal. So they shoot a few people or something like that, and that'll be it.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, Assad probably has these chemicals hidden under huge population centers, big apartment buildings. So if we had to go in there, we'd be killing a bunch of civilians, just like he did.
Maybe they have a good golf course he wants to go play.
Oh, Dolores, you're so sweet. And thank you for calling, because I know you're back. Dolores is back.
I'm back, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dolores. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. This is Bob calling from Cuba, Missouri.
Hey, Bob. What's up, baby?
Well, I tell you, I think what a lot of people's missing, and they think Obama's stupid, but what I really think this man's doing, this deal with Syria, he wants Syria and Iran to release these chemicals on Israel. I think that's his plan. He's went into these areas in the Middle East and put the frickin' radicals in charge. And I don't think anything would make the man any happier to see Israel gas.
Well,
but that's exactly what I think.
I would like to dispute that. 70% of the Jews in this country voted for this guy. I mean, I'm embarrassed by that, quite frankly. I don't understand it, but we're supposed to be smart. Well, guess what? We're not that smart.
I don't think they voted for Obama. They voted for a Democrat. I don't think, Obama was the Democratic, but I think it doesn't matter who it's going to be. 70% of the Jews are going to vote for Democrats. Why, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, if he ran in Israel, he would have gotten creamed, Obama. Yeah. They know what it's. They know what he is in Israel.
Oh, yeah.
They're not fooled in Israel. They're
the ones getting the bombs dropped in their backyard. They know.
You got that. By the way, are you running for president? Have you announced yet? Because somebody said we should run you for president.
Well, I'm not politically correct enough to be president.
So it's not a yes or a no answer, is it? I think Bob might be running. What do you think, Lee?
Go, Bob.
Go, Bob. All right. Hey, thank you for the call. You have a great weekend, and let's get those bumper stickers going for Bob from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to be taking a big old break for our sponsors. You want to call the show after the break, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Candace, where are you? This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry, or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hay Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them. Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
The new 2014 Chevy Sierras and Silverados are arriving daily at Fairground Auto Plaza, and they need to make room. And to do so, all 2013 Sierras and Silverados are being sold at dealer invoice minus rebates. That includes 3/4 ton and Duramax diesels, and depending on the model you choose, there are still up to $7,000 available in rebates. So make way for the 2014 Chevy trucks, because Fairground Auto Plaza is making a way for you. Come by 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla today and drive home the number one most dependable and hardworking truck on the road, Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Currently, Congress has about a 10% approval rate. One of the reasons is we don't even obey our own rules. For goodness sakes, 600-page bill, and I got it this morning. Not one member of the Senate will read this bill before we vote on it. We're going to vote on this in the next 30 minutes. I and Senator Lee and others will object to this. We'll have a point of order that our own rules say that it has to be posted online for 48 hours. 600 pages. No one will read it. No wonder our approval rating is 10%. Nobody knows what we're voting on.
Now, I had the pleasure of having dinner with none other than our newly elected representative here, taking Joanne Emerson's place, and that's Jason Smith, the former Speaker of the House in the state of Missouri. Now he's gone national. He's in the big time, and he was talking about the frustrations of having his party call him and say, "Are you voting for this or not?" And then, I mean, the bill wasn't even written yet, and they want to know whether he's voting on it. This is the nutty stuff that goes up in D.C. Obviously, nobody still knows what Obamacare means, and they're still going back and forth on it. And by the way, I'm going to say it again, Republicans, if you don't vote to defund this, you are going to lose elections, because what's proven in the last two elections is that you lost because your base didn't vote for you. If your base sits on their hands, you are done. You are toast. Stand up for what's right. That's what you were elected for. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Kevin from St. James.
Oh, Dave. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You know what they ought to do? They ought to stand up for the American people and work with Obamacare to make it work.
Yeah, but the problem is he does not work with anybody, including the Democrats. Look at Trumka. Trumka is the head of the union who says, he said he helped write the bill. And he says, oh my God, did we screw up? And they're not working with him to fix it.
The thing about it is, Dave, the bill's already in law. So why they don't have to work with the president? What they need to do is work with the bill. In other words,
well, you don't work with the bill until you work with the president. The president has to go to Congress and work with them, and he never has, Kevin. You can't work with this guy. It's his way or the highway.
Hey, Dave, no, wait a minute. When McConnell comes in 2010 and says our main objective is to get this guy voted out,
that's the main objective of all opposition. But they would have worked with the guy. That's not related to whether or not they work with the guy. Reagan worked with the other side. Their main objective was to get rid of him.
Yeah, because no, it was not, because they never said that was their main objective.
Sure they did. It almost goes without saying that you're always going to get tried. You don't think they tried to get rid of Bush? Hell, you got Joe Biden saying that if Bush invaded Iran like he did Iraq, that he was going to have him impeached. Now you don't think that's getting rid of Bush? Now Bush still worked with those guys.
Yeah, okay.
They all do that, okay?
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. There has never been a Democratic Party ever been elected in that come right out and said that their main objective was to vote no on everything.
I'm sure we can find the quote. I'll look for the quote.
No, you
absolutely. They wanted Bush out of there in the worst way. You know it, and I know it.
I did too. That's the reason why I voted against him. But
that's fine.
Something else, real quick.
But let's not fool each other here. That is the main objective of both parties is to get the other party the heck out of there.
Nobody in the
always has been. Always will be right from the beginning of the republic.
Hey, now with the healthcare deal,
yeah,
y'all are saying it's so bad,
yeah,
that there'd never be enough people.
Yeah.
Right now, just in two states, there's over 5.8 million people that have already signed up.
Wow, terrific!
And I keep trying to say, y'all never even check into it. I did.
Send me the. We're friends on Facebook. You got my email. Send me the facts.
I have.
I mean,
put them right on there. I put them
where?
Right on the 800 numbers. I put the 800 numbers
because you went and got a deal in Obamacare. You
not
think
me,
that represents the entire country? Well, let me ask you this: You got 12.
What I'm saying.
You got Obama. You got. Hold on a second. You've got Obama, who has made 12 decisions that went against Obamacare law to give people exemptions, including people like me, to not have to sign people up. Okay, he's made 12. He has broken the law, his own law, 12 different times.
Okay, you people in industry, you asked for an extension to give us another year so that we.
Why give it to us?
Because you.
Why not give it to the individual then? If you're going to give it to big corporations, which I am not, by the way, I'm a franchisee of a big corporation, then why give it to us? Why not give it to everybody? If you're going to give it to us, you got to give it to the average guy.
Because the amount that I would have to pay for my insurance if I was to go with Obamacare is $1,900 a
year. Yeah, but the amount that some kid that doesn't have insurance is going to have to pay or has a minimal policy is going
to
be three times that much, and he can't afford it, Kevin.
It's $120 a year, Dave, for the minimal policy.
Oh, right.
The minimal policy is $10 a month. Yeah,
really?
See, you don't
really.
You
how do you think they're going to fund this, Kevin? How do you think they're going to fund it?
How are they going to fund it? They're going to fund it by the taxes that people pay in for it. That's how they're going to fund it. That's how it needs
really?
To be.
Really? So who's getting taxed?
Everybody needs health insurance.
By the way, who's getting taxed?
Needs health insurance.
Who's getting taxed?
You want to know something? I would pay 5% more in tax. I would pay 5% more.
If you were poor, would you pay tax? Because you're going to be paying it.
You want to know something? I would pay it to help the people out that can't afford it.
What about the people that can't afford it, that can't afford the taxes, including our youth who don't have jobs because of Obama? All right, I got to get off with you because it's getting to be long, and I appreciate your opinion. And thank you for calling. Call me next week and give me heck. All right, now, happy holiday to you, Kevin. And I do appreciate Kevin, wrong as he is. All right, we're going to take our third break here. That pretty well exhausted that segment. I always enjoy Kevin. It's a lively conversation. And if you want to call the show after the break, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
The best in steaks, wine, and great conversation. Visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Do you remember when you rented your first apartment or bought your first home? Investment Realty was there when it all began. For over 28 years, Investment Realty has been the leader in real estate and property management, offering the very best in real estate investments through every stage of life, still today offering you opportunities with a helping hand. Whether it's buying or selling, renting, even retirement, Investment Realty is there to help you through life, no matter what stage of life you're in. Visit them at 1703 North Bishop in Rolla, online, inv-re.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game. Every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
So Lee's comment about this little segment, and I know I've played it a number of times, that, you know, it's getting old. My comment to Lee was, so are you. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're back on the show. And by the way, we're going to have we're on DaveWeinbaum.com, WEINBAUM. Not only have we displayed Candace Lanier, who has called me a sweetheart last night.
Never called.
She called. Well, this could be her. You never know. She called me a sweetheart. She's probably reluctant to call because she thinks you're going to be nasty to her. Also the Barbie twins are on there who for some reason like my quotes and they pass them along. And a guy named Jonathan Honig, who's on Fox Business Shows, who always retweets and favorites my tweets. Anyways, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rolla, Missouri.
Yes, what's your name, dear?
Ask Leanna. I actually had a question. Are we paying for the surgery for this gentleman to have his sex change.
Who, Lee?
Huh?
I don't know, Lee. Are we paying for that or
no? It's not.
Not you. Oh, it's not you. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say anything about that, was I?
You're talking
about the guy who's a traitor.
Yes,
Manning.
Yes, I am.
You know, the Manning family must be very, very embarrassed by all this. Archie and, you know, and the kids, Peyton and Eli.
Cooper.
They must be very, very upset about this. So anyways, I don't know yet, okay? I don't know.
I sure hope that we're not. And there's another thing I wanted to mention. I don't think a lot of people know that the fast food industry, I don't think they know that it's a franchised out and that there are smaller owners.
Yeah, it's all about the billions in sales that the corporation owns. And we're part of those, you know, we're all small business people, Subways and Wendy's. I hate to mention competition, but, you know, we're all like, you know, franchised for the most part.
And in this day and age, they need to be grateful that they have a job.
Well,
it might not be as much as they want. We'll work for it.
Well, it's a great job to have, in my opinion, because it's a great entry job, and there's always management jobs available. I'm always looking for good managers. Always have for 42 years that I've been in this business, and I've seen guys go from crew people to owner-operators. Some have gone done much better than I do.
Exactly. And doesn't another question, doesn't McDonald's and places like this help the disabled people? Like, they give them jobs to work?
Sure we do. Sure, we do a lot of that stuff. Leanna, thank you very much, and you have a great weekend, all right? I appreciate it. That's Leanna from Rolla. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Tony. I'm on my way to St. Louis and St. Clair.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make...
Good signal, by the way. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I just want to let you know that the old saying is, if you're going to strike, strike hard. And I think what they're waiting to do, my opinion is, just like, do you remember Gaddafi?
Yep.
Well, I think what's going to happen is they're trying to find Assad, and when they find him, they'll just take him out.
By the way, how'd that Gaddafi thing work out, Benghazi? Jeez. Yeah, you know what? Here's the other end of that issue. Let's take out Assad. Guess who's there ready to take his place? The Muslim Brotherhood. You know what they're doing to the Christians in northern Africa and especially Egypt? They are annihilating them. They are murdering them. They're committing genocide against them. And they're burning their churches. They burned about 4,750 churches just in Egypt alone. This is one of the oldest Christian communities on the face of the earth in Egypt. It's 10% of the population, and they are committing genocide upon them. Where is the outcry from our president about the genocide being committed on Christians? Tony, thank you very much, buddy. We're going to go to the next caller. You have a good weekend. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Norm in Cuba.
Hey, Norm. What's happening? Norm, the preacher guy, right?
Yeah. Say, you know, regarding Obamacare, I got that thing emailed to me one time by a friend, and I read different parts of it, but especially the first 17 pages. And within that short length of time, five or six times, it gave the secretary the authority to make all kinds of decisions, set guidelines, and so forth, all by himself, with no overarching control or approval by anyone. And that in itself would cause me to vote against any bill, whether I'm a conservative, tend to be, and even if it was a conservative bill, I would vote against a bill that gave that kind of authority to any one person to make various decisions in all these several areas.
So, you're absolutely right, Tony. I mean, Norm, you're absolutely correct. And this is why Max Baucus, who helped write the bill, and Richard Trumka, who now objects to it, but Max Baucus especially, who headed the committee that foisted Obamacare upon us, has called it a train wreck and is resigning from office as soon as his term is over with. So there you go. Thank you for the call. I'm going to go a little quicker here because we don't have, we only got, what, 20 minutes left? He had to look at the clock just to make sure. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. And by the way, we have Lieber, and he was praying to Obama. He will be on the website this afternoon. About what time, Martin? About 3 o'clock this afternoon, Lieber, we have him praying to Barack Hussein Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, may the Lord bless his soul. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom from Cherryville.
Hi, Tom. What's up?
Say, Kevin from St. James is such a moron and a communist, he shouldn't even be allowed to call your show. He ought to be deported to Russia or North Korea, or better yet, turned loose in the streets of Harlem at midnight.
No. Then when will we get an excellent call like yours in? But except for the fact that I like Kevin to call the show because he brings out the other side. I want liberals to call the show and explain to me where I'm wrong. I mean, you know, where am I wrong? That's what makes this show good, in my opinion, is that we accept all opinions. Well, we don't accept them. I mean, we hear all opinions, and then we say why we think differently. We have to be able to make a case. And for that, you have to listen to the other side.
Well, the other side's the enemy. He's a communist and a treasonous. And my vote is for Bob from Cuba.
Right on! Yeah! Yeah, Bob for president. Bob, you might not be able to escape this.
Go, Bob.
Bob from Cuba. Bob from Cuba for president.
There you go.
We got to get some bumper stickers going for Bob. You know?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if he'll hire me in his administration.
Negative.
Yeah, probably not. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for the call, and you know, we're getting down to our last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, boy.
If you want to call the show, it's
364-0800 Stargate.
This is
Canada has a call.
This,
well, what a surprise!
You got to admit this is a fast show.
These people who make up in your head are supposed to call the radio station.
No. She called me.
I had a dream about Canada.
She called me a sweetheart last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that like 40 times.
I can show you the text. And there she is right there, I bet. There, that's probably Candace, all right? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, where you're calling from?
Dave, I know I'm breaking all the rules.
Bob for president!
Next time Kevin calls about this garbage, I want you to ask him one question. Did he sign up? I bet $1,000 he didn't sign up.
He says he did.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
There we go.
Talk to you later.
You call Kevin a liar? I don't think he's a liar. Stop that.
Bob
for president. El Presidente. If he's from Cuba, it's got to be El Presidente, doesn't it?
That's true.
All right. So anyways, call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTR.
And at this point, it'll be questionable. I might be taking one more call, and there it is, right there. That's the last call right there. Would you figure this out?
There you go. All right, now.
By the way, you just cut in half of the time to this call. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. We had Lee with a little Parkinson's problem there, trying to find the right button. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
No, Dave, this is Kevin, and I haven't signed up for it yet.
Oh, you have not?
No, I have not signed up for
Why
it
Why not?
Because I have until the 31st of October.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call. You have a nice weekend, Kevin. Thank you very much. I guess he straightened out our last caller. Well, he hasn't signed up for it. I figured he did. Okay. Anyways, you know, stuff like this. Oh, there's a new word. Wait a minute. I better not say it because it's, you have to be accurate.
Trick the dictaphobia?
No, it's a thing of that, what's her name? You know,
it's the belief that someone's going to call
the gal. The gal that was on the show, Miley.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, what's that word? Thwarting.
Twerking.
Yeah, just invented a word called twerking, which involves a sexual maneuver while you're singing a song, sticking your tongue out. Isn't that a great thing for all our youngings to know? Yes, you may press the button, because I will take the call, the last call. Hi there. You are the last caller today on the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sharon Baker. I'm calling from Raleigh, Missouri.
Hi, Sharon. What's going on?
I'd like to know when they're going to have another Tea Party meeting.
I don't have any idea.
Huh?
I have no idea.
Oh, we need one in Raleigh. Very bad.
All right, well, we need some leaders. You know, nobody's, like, taking
charge.
I want
to help.
All right. Well, you guys in the Tea Party, let's get your stuff together. I can't do all this, okay? I'm not going to be leading a Tea Party. I'll MC it, but I can't lead it. And, you know, I want it to happen, but come on. You guys get it together and start showing some leadership, and I will participate. Thank you for the call. That was a very handy call, Sharon. So, you know, there's a website up called the Rolla Tea Party, but I don't know if anybody's running it.
Well, I probably won't do anything until, like, 2015.
I think we ought to get started, and you know, we ought to get together and stuff like that. And, hey, listen, we're going to have a nice holiday weekend here. We're going to have a nice holiday, and it's Labor Day, and then everybody's back to school. We're back into the fall mode here. I want you all to have a great holiday weekend. Be safe, and I'll be back next week. And thank you for listening to the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Mid Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR FM St. James Rolla KTTR AM Rolla.